WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Sanctions support, ceasefire hold. I'm Barbara Cusack. Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham say sanctions on Russia over hacking in the run-up to the November election are long overdue. Graham says they intend to lead the effort in the new Congress to impose stronger sanctions on Russia.
There are 100 United States senators. I would say that 99 of us believe the Russians did this, and we're going to do something about it.
A ceasefire took hold in Syria today, and correspondent Ian Lee says, for the most part, it's been holding.
It is going to be difficult, though. Not all the parties on the rebel side in particular have signed on to this. We're waiting to see who all is going to abide by it. And that really is going to be for Turkey to put the pressure on them to live stand by this ceasefire.
The truce could be followed by peace talks in Kazakhstan next month if all goes well. I'm Barbara Cusack. The number of police killed in the line of duty rose sharply in 2016. Correspondent Alan Skaya reports the number was pushed up by ambush attacks.
135 officers have died across the country this year. That's 10% more than 2015 and the most since 2011. Texas led the nation with 17 officers killed. When 5 officers were killed in Dallas in July, it was the deadliest day for law enforcement since the September 11th attacks.
The countdown on New Year's Eve at Times Square will have wall-to-wall security. Correspondent Bryn Gingras says for the first time, 65 sand trucks are being deployed to protect crowds from attacks like the ones in France and Germany.
These sand trucks are going to be all around the perimeter of Times Square, as well as 100 barrier trucks, which are just department vehicles that are blocking streets so cars cannot get into this area once they shut it down.
Some 7,000 officers will be on the scene, as well as bomb-sniffing dogs. I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Russian Federation diplomats have until noon today to vacate their compound in Queen Anne's County on Maryland's eastern shore. This after President Obama's sanctions announced yesterday over the alleged Russian hacking of the DNC.
The sprawling compound along Maryland's eastern shore was purchased by the former Soviet Union in 1972 and is used for intelligence and recreational activities. Intelligence and foreign policy expert Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer tells WMAL he's not convinced President Obama's allegations of hacking and harassment have been proven.
If you really had our officers being harassed in Moscow, you summon the ambassador and you would say, hey, this is what is going on. We've observed it. Here's the evidence. You need to stop.
Schaefer says he's concerned the president is just trying to upset President-elect Donald Trump's relationship with Russia. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Property values in some parts of Prince George's County are rising faster than in the rest of the state. Assessments released this week show a 14% increase in commercial property values, a 12% jump in residential values. Scott Peterson, a spokesman for County Executive Rusher and Baker, says the new year could be even better.
For 2017, the big enchilada will be whether or not the FBI headquarters will move out to Prince George's County. And if it comes out here, whether it comes through Greenbelt or Landover, you will absolutely see Prince George's County property values, both residential and commercial values, continue to increase.
And a Northern Virginia state lawmaker wants pornography declared a public health hazard. Prince William Delegate Bob Marshall has proposed a resolution for the General Assembly to consider in its upcoming session that would declare that porn leads to all kinds of social problems. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,820, the NASDAQ at 5,432. Sports, the struggling Caps lose again at the Belk Bowl. Virginia Tech rallies from 24 points down to beat Arkansas. Oklahoma State wins the Alamo Bowl. South Florida wins the Birmingham Bowl. Women's college basketball, Maryland takes its first loss of the year at the hands of UConn. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Quiet around the region, looking good to 70, 95 Maryland, 95, 395 Virginia. If you're taking that trip, no worries. In fact, coming in from the west, as I check out everything, you're looking good. Gainesville to the Beltway and Beltway travel right now for Virginia and Maryland. You're enjoying a nice, easy, quiet ride. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder day today. Flurry snow showers, especially west out into the mountains where there are advisories and warnings. So if you are traveling, there will be accumulating snow well to the west of us. Cloud, sunshine, windy and cold today, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Dumfries, 37 in Silver Spring, 37 degrees in Washington. Dash cam video appears to show a Texas cop shooting a man in the back. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 5:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Leon Iran. He is an expert on Russian relations. We'll get his take on the sanctions announced yesterday by President Obama. At 7:35, Christian Toto, entertainment journalist. Give us a look back at 2016. What a year it was in the world of Tinseltown. And at 8:05, Trevor Maddich will give us one last analysis of a Redskins regular season game for this season. They might make it to the playoffs, but let's not count our chickens. That's all coming up this morning. I'm Larry O'Connor. Brian Wilson is on vacation, and this is the final Mornings on the Mall of 2016. This weekend is New Year's Day on Sunday, and, on the final broadcast of the calendar year, we generally do a combination of many different things. Predictions for the future year, resolutions, a look back on the top stories and the top moments of 2016. We're going to be doing a little bit of that all morning long. But I want to start here at 5:08 in the morning with our military. You know, we have learned over the course of several years that during this 5 o'clock hour, we are blessed and honored to have many members of our military listening. Let's face it, you guys answer the call pretty early and you get going. Mike McKay, a Vietnam veteran now, our board operator, is standing at attention. And I bet he'll salute you. He did. He saluted you for waking up and listening to us every morning. And so I thought it would be good to take this first half hour and specifically ask for New Year's resolutions or maybe even New Year's recommendations specifically from our military, about our military, for our military. In fact, how about we make this your resolutions on behalf of your commander-in-chief? What would you like to see the U.S. military do under Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump, under Defense Secretary James Mattis? What would you like them to resolve to change about the military? What would you like to see them do going forward in 2017 that they haven't been doing in 2016 or for the 8 years under Commander-in-Chief Barack Obama? I want to hear your, and listen, if you're not in the military, but you follow our armed forces very closely, and if you are greatly concerned about our national security and how our armed forces are currently being used and deployed, I'd love to hear from you as well. 888-630-9625. Your specific recommendations, predictions, resolutions for our military in 2017. 888-630-WMAL. There is a lot in the news right now about our military and how it relates to the commander-in-chief. Most importantly, I think Donald Trump's concern about our veterans and his plans for the VA. You know, he had a 10-point plan back during the campaign about what he would do to reform the VA. And just yesterday, according to the Wall Street Journal, they've been discussing very specifically some plans to have our veterans be able to opt out of the VA system. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Trump is considering changing the department to allow some veterans to bypass the VA healthcare system completely and get care exclusively from private sector hospitals and clinics. It's an option that could give veterans full choice over their healthcare, but which many veterans groups argue is the first step toward privatization and one that will reduce the quality of health care over the long term. Well, is privatization of the VA such a bad idea, actually? Every time any politician in Washington, D.C. has tried to push for universal health care or some sort of health care reform, I remember this during the fights for Obamacare, Democrats always run up and say, well, we've already got a socialized healthcare system. It's the VA, and it's the finest healthcare system in our nation. It's a brilliant success. No one would argue that the VA doesn't work. And of course, we saw over the last several years how the VA has been a complete disaster for so many veterans. So you don't hear them saying that so much anymore. In fact, now you've got this push for potential privatization, and it does make sense. I mean, why should a veteran who's living, you know, miles, hundreds of miles in some cases away from a VA hospital, not be able to just take an allotment or take an allowance from the government, the money that it would have cost for their health care at that VA hospital or VA clinic, and go to a private care clinic? It makes sense. We're all for freedom of choice in our medical system for anybody who didn't put on a uniform and fight for our country. Why shouldn't those who are getting their health benefits through the VA also have some freedom of choice and be able to pick their own doctor? That's one thing that I hope the Trump administration takes up, but that's specifically to our veterans. I've also got some ideas in terms of our deployed troops out there who are fighting the war on terror. But I want to hear from you first. 888-630-9625. Mike in Springfield, you are first up. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. You guys got a great show.
Thank you.
You know what? You were just talking about with health care. That should actually be the first, is that, for example, Barack Obama, now that he's retired and has time to stand in line and everything else, he should be the first one to be forced from the government to go on to it, and he has to follow it, and he cannot just use his money to go to somebody. Number two, when it comes to Barack Obama, there should be a ban on him from doing anything other than calling the local military golf course and making a tee time, and then he has to show up and play. He's not going to get preferential treatment. He's not going to have the course closed down on Mother's Day and Father's Day so he can go play with a couple of his cronies. And lastly, when he's living in Washington, D.C., he will not have the power to close down all the roads and restaurants and everything because him and his wife want to go out for a nice little lunch.
Hey, Mike, setting aside that last point about, because I don't know what kind of Secret Service protocols are in place when a former president goes out with his wife, but the golf thing, I didn't realize this. So former commanders-in-chief are able to have carte blanche on golf courses, on military golf courses?
Yeah, that's what I've read, is that he'll go out, and it'll be Mother's Day and Father's Day, for example, and our troops who are out fighting, or our troops who can't get medical care, they're like second-class citizens at the golf course because he calls over and says, "I'm coming over to play."
Oh, and he Bigfoots it. Well, as commander in chief, he does. But as a former commander in chief, I'd like to find out if that's also. But you're right. He shouldn't be able to do that. That's for sure. As a former commander in chief, he shouldn't be able to just pick up the phone and shut down a military golf course because he wants to get 18 holes in. Absolutely, Mike. Thank you for that. Thank you for that very much, and thank you for your service. Also, what about rules of engagement? If you could be a bug in the ear of our commander-in-chief, if you could have a sit-down with our new Secretary of Defense, General James Mattis, and lay out exactly what the new 2017 rules of engagement should be for our troops who are in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in Syria right now, what would those be? 888-630-9625. Speaking of our troops in Syria, It looks like there's going to be a few more of them starting in the next week or so. I'll give you the update on that in a moment. And also, apparently, a coalition airstrike in Mosul that occurred yesterday in Mosul, Iraq, possibly killed some civilians after they found out that that airstrike took place in a hospital parking lot. We'll give you those details as well, plus your calls, 888-630-9625. We're talking about the military this half hour, specifically what you'd like to see changed in the military in this upcoming year. 888-630-9625. It is 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy New Year, Jamie.
Happy New Year. Well, I'm certainly here, and traffic certainly is not. It looks good around the region, and hope it stays that way through the day. Beltway travel, Maryland, Virginia, quiet. If you're using 395 anytime soon from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge and into town, for now, we are incident and delay-free. Pretty much everywhere I check out, we're delay-free. 66 coming in off the Greenway, Toll Road, 270, and around the Beltway through Annapolis and Bowie, coming off of 50. That looks good, too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of sun and clouds today, but it's going to get colder. In fact, I'll use the word blustery. That's right. Windy and cold today, and maybe in some areas a few flurries, mostly west of Washington, D.C., as a storm front is coming in from the Midwest. Today's high will be 43 degrees in the nation's capital. Tonight, clear skies. The low's getting, well, it's getting low. 29 degrees will be tonight's overnight low. Here's your New Year's Eve and New Year's Day weekend forecast. This Saturday, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours, and then overcast in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 47 degrees. And then Sunday, New Year's Day, plenty of sun. Very sunny, in fact. Highs in the low 50s. Right now, 37 degrees. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
We are going to turn this country around. We are going to start winning bigly on trade, militarily. We're going to build up our military. We're going to have such a strong military that nobody is going to mess with us. We're not going to have to use it.
That's Donald Trump on the campaign trail promising a military buildup so that nobody will, did he say mess with us? Nobody will mess with us. We don't want anyone to mess with us. Meanwhile, in Mosul, there was an airstrike targeting a van carrying ISIS fighters who were seen firing an anti-tank rifle. We got them. The van was hit, but they realized afterwards, these officials who ordered the airstrike, that it occurred in a hospital compound parking lot. And so there could be a potential of multiple civilian casualties as well, because this is what our enemy does. They hide in hospitals. They hide in schoolyards. They hide in front of churches so that when you do get them and attack them and find them and nail them and blow them to kingdom come, you're also blowing up children and the sick and the infirmed. Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve issued a statement saying that it takes all these allegations of civilian casualties seriously, and they're going to begin an investigation into the incident. And that's the sort of thing that has been happening, sadly, in many of these operations. And, of course, if the next time there is a ISIS van that explodes in the parking lot of a hospital compound in Syria or Mosul, and the commander-in-chief is Donald Trump, I just want you to note the press coverage of that military incident. Have you noticed that the media pretty much tends to address military issues under Barack Obama in a very different way than they did when George W. Bush and Dick Cheney were in charge of our military? If you picked up on that, and I'm pretty sure they'll go back to the good old days when they've got Donald Trump, a Republican, as the commander-in-chief. Matt in Stafford, if you could change anything, if you could give the president-elect an idea about what his resolutions for our military should be in 2017, what would it be?
Well, hey, thanks for taking a call. I appreciate it. Well, first things first, I would tell you that you drop the PC culture. PC culture in the gender-neutral MOSs for the Navy that they're starting to do, the sex change operations for those that want to go transgender. Editing of intelligence reports to satisfy the administration. All of those, which, you know, people like Dr. Gorka has said over the last few months and years, I think is going to be the first step, probably day one, if not, you know, day two. And I think a lot of things after that will start trickling down.
How does the politically correct culture and all of the social engineering that we've seen in the headlines over the course of the last couple of years, how does that affect you on a day-to-day basis in the military, Matt?
Well, I just retired 2 months ago, and I took a job as a contractor in the Pentagon. So I'm actually on my way to work now on my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks. I would tell you, here's the best way I think. Now, in the Pentagon, just the other day, I'm walking around going to grab a bite to eat, and you can actually say Merry Christmas to people. And people are actually excited. You can tell visually. They're excited about saying Merry Christmas. I mean, it's the simplest thing, but it just amazes me. It's like, hey, you know what? Merry Christmas. And people look at you like, oh, yeah, yeah, Merry Christmas.
But you didn't feel, but you couldn't do that when you were in uniform.
No. Oh, man, no. They ain't having it.
You couldn't say Merry Christmas. All right, Matt, thank you. It's remarkable to think that we've got men and women who are willing to take up firearms and go after our enemy to fight for freedoms, but they don't have basic First Amendment rights. And yes, I understand when you sign up for the military, you suspend certain rights, obviously. But the right to say Merry Christmas needs to be something that our soldiers and our Marines and our airmen should be able to do. Matt, thank you for that call. By the way, speaking of some changes that might happen under this commander-in-chief, The Hill reported just a week ago about some potential changes in the rules of engagement with regard to the strategy against ISIS. You know, when Trump was on the campaign trail over the year, he would talk about the fact that we're sending down leaflets to let everybody on the ground know that in an hour we're going to be bombing your truck. You know, and that's true. I mean, you know, there was a reason why it took, you know, years for the Obama administration to finally start bombing some of these tanker trucks that were carrying oil from these oil fields that had been seized by ISIS and selling them on the black market. You know, we kept hearing the Obama administration and spokesman from the Pentagon saying, oh, the ISIS, they're making millions and millions of dollars a day on selling oil. It's really hard to deal with them when they're making all this money. And, you know, you look at each other and say, well, how are they making money on the black market with oil? I mean, it should be pretty easy to find these oil fields. It should be pretty easy to find these trucks that are transporting the oil from one place to another and just bomb the hell out of them. And they're worried about killing the truck driver. So these are the kind of rules of engagement that have been hampering a lot of our intentions over in the Middle East. And according to a senior U.S. military official just 2 weeks ago, speaking to The Hill, he said a lot of discussions are ongoing right now about what more the U.S. can do. We're considering additional resources and some other potential kinds of nuanced approaches with some surrogates. With surrogates out there, the debate will be in terms of U.S. boots on the ground, the kind of forever debate that you have about boots on the ground. And then said, but most specifically, the rules of engagement can be changed right now for those troops that are currently engaged. And according to a report yesterday, the special force troops that are being engaged right now in Syria on behalf of the United States could increase by more than 50%. Right now, 300 troops sitting on the ground fighting for the U.S. against ISIS in Syria. Report says yesterday that will be increased to 500. And those men need our protection. Those men need to be able to kill our enemy the way they know how to do it and not be hampered. Maybe that's the best resolution for next year for our commander-in-chief. It's 523 on WMAO.
For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So we'd like to take this moment to thank all our customers, their families, and everyone listening. Have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year from all of us at Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, looks fantastic around the region. That's what I'm hoping for the entire morning commute out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50 if you're traveling up toward the Beltway, and even inside the Beltway through Chevrolet. Not too much to tell you about. U.S. Park Police giving us the all clear. Same story with VDOT, DDOT, MDOT. Looks good, 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder day today. Flurry snow showers, especially west out into the mountains where there are advisories and warnings. So if you are traveling, there will be accumulating snow well to the west of us. Cloud, sunshine, windy and cold today, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees, 526 on WMAL. A woman got a Christmas present, one of these high-tech things. It's like a flexible... it looks like a band of plastic that's flexible, but it's got LEDs in it, and you can program a message in it, and you can post it up. It's got magnet, it's magnetized. You can put a personalized message anywhere. So, you know, you think about it, you can, like, if you're leaving, instead of writing a note for your wife, you know, you can just leave this little LED message board on the door or something, or you can make it say, you know, Merry Christmas or whatever. And you know, she was very excited to have it, and she found a very unique way to use it. She had a bottle of vodka in her house that was, you know, chilling in the freezer, as many of us do with our bottles of vodka. And she suspected that her child had been sneaking sips of the vodka. So she programmed this little message strip of LEDs and wrapped it around the bottle of vodka and put it in the freezer there. And and she made it say, "Drink this and I'll whoop your ass." And the son took a picture of it, took a little video of it, and tweeted it out saying, "My mom thinks she's so clever." And, well, that tweet has been retweeted about 5,000 times as of last night. And, see, moms know. Moms know how to use this. You know, most moms don't know how to use the remote control. But if there's a way to keep the kid from getting into mom's vodka, and you want to send them warning that if you touch my vodka, I will whoop your ass, yeah, you figure out how to program the LEDs. It's 528.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
A
Attention Oriental rug lovers. Pooshan World of Rugs remaining inventory of fine hand-knotted rugs will be auctioned on Sunday, January 1st at 3 p.m. and on Monday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. No reserve on many pieces. Preview daily from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. and 2 hours prior to auction. Free hors d'oeuvres and drinks served during the auction. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane in North Bethesda. Call 301-770-RUGS. That's 301-770-7847.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll give you the details of these sanctions that the Obama administration announced against Russia. Are they enough? Is it too much? Or is it all a smokescreen? Plus, what Charlie Sheen said about Donald Trump and, when called on it, his response. Coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Russia could announce moves as early as today in response to the sanctions imposed yesterday by President Obama to punish Moscow for its alleged hacking at the DNC during the election campaign.
The president is calling these steps necessary and appropriate and said they're coming after repeated private and public warnings to the Russian government. He said all Americans should be alarmed by Russia's actions.
Correspondent Athena Jones, but top Trump aide Kellyanne Conway is dismissing the Russia sanctions as toothless and aimed at limiting Mr. Trump's options.
These retaliations, these sanctions put forward by President Obama and his administration, some of them seem largely symbolic. Even those who are sympathetic to President Obama on most issues are saying that part of the reason he did this today was to, quote, box in President-elect Trump. That would be very unfortunate.
Russian Federation diplomats will no longer have access to the swanky riverfront compound on Maryland's eastern shore under the Obama orders. They have to be out of there by noon today. Contract workers at Reagan National and Dulles Airports could get a raise next year. The Washington Post reports that members of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority Board are considering supporting some type of raise for the workers who recently staged demonstrations demanding at least $15 an hour. Prince William County Republican Delegate Bob Marshall wants the General Assembly to declare pornography a public health hazard. His proposed resolution would state that porn leads to various social problems and that the legislature needs to take some kind of action. What kind of action is left unstated? Ambushes of police officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge this year, as well as other shootings around the country, led to a sharp increase in the number of police officers killed in the line of duty in 2016. Of the 135 officers killed through Wednesday of this week, nearly half were shot to death. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,820, the NASDAQ at 54,32. Sports, a huge comeback by Virginia Tech as the Hokies stun Arkansas to win the Belk Bowl. College basketball, the Maryland women lose to UConn. Hockey, the Caps lose to the Devils in a shootout. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely absolutely risk-free for 10 nights. Call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend. So don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump. Even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Nice and quiet around the region. If you are hitting the road, heading 270 southbound, looks good. Entire trip out of Frederick down through Germantown and the Capitol Beltway. Beltway running without any issues or delays right now. Suitland Parkway, a little bit of volume heading inbound just as you pass the Beltway. Crews were responding to see if there was a broken down or something in the roadway there. Just again, brief delay inbound Suitland Parkway as you approach and just beyond the Beltway right near Forestville Road. Virginia on 95 northbound at 610 in Aquia. Minor crash quickly over to the shoulder. Nobody's slowing at this time, so you're coming up on it at speed. Shouldn't be a problem. But again, northbound 95 near 610 shouldered. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should escape most of the snow showers. They'll stay off to the west out of the mountains, but we may sneak some flurry snow showers into town as we head on through today. Other than that, cloud, sunshine, 43 with gusty winds and accumulating snow in the mountains. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Dumfries, 34 in Greenbelt, 38 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 5:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. It's 7:05. Leon Iran, he is an expert on Russia. Get his take on the sanctions announced yesterday by the Obama administration. 735 Christian Toto, entertainment journalist, on what a year it was in 2016 in entertainment. And then at 805, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, on the big game against the Giants this weekend. I'm Larry O'Connor. Brian Wilson is on vacation. And yesterday, the Obama administration announced a series of measures against the Russian government in response to their claim that the Russian intelligence agencies hacked into the DNC with the motive to affect the presidential election. Of course, this is fraught with domestic political implications, because whenever this issue was raised, the suggestion is that in some way Trump's win is illegitimate, that Trump is not... It shouldn't be sanctified as the actual president of the United States because he only got there because Russia helped him. And in some way, he's in cahoots with Russia. Here's the thing. It's possible that Russia did, in fact, hack the DNC and were also involved in the hacking of John Podesta's emails and were released to WikiLeaks. That's quite possible. It's quite possible they did it because they wanted to affect the election. Both of those things are true. And it's also quite possible that Donald Trump is legitimately the president of the United States despite that. The one does not negate the other, but it is being used to undermine the Trump presidency. Clearly, it's obvious. And that's why it's fraught with all of these internal domestic political maneuverings where it's suddenly we can't band together and say, yeah, these Russians are pretty bad. and maybe we should do something about them. Even though, of course, Mitt Romney 4 years ago, he was trying to warn our country and warn the current president, Barack Obama, that Russia was a problem and we needed to take them seriously. And you remember that Barack Obama then looked down his nose and chastised Mitt Romney. What was his line? The 80s are calling and they want their foreign policy back. Oh, you're so old school worrying about Russia. And now suddenly, heading out the door, Barack Obama is instituting all of these sanctions. The sanctions include the expulsion of 35 foreign nationals from Russia who are here in the United States. We are saying that they are spies. That's nothing new, by the way. In 2001, under President George W. Bush, there were 51 Russian diplomats, as they presented themselves to be, that were expelled. The Bush administration at the time said, these guys aren't diplomats, they're spies. What did Russia do? Well, the next day, Russia sent 50 U.S. diplomats packing out of Russia. And everyone expects that to happen this time around as well. That, that Russia will basically announce today that they're sending U.S. foreign nationals who were there working on behalf of the State Department or, you know, potentially the CIA, and send them back home. This is what happens. It's a tit-for-tat thing. The Russian embassy in the United States tweeted out yesterday, get this, there is no doubt that Russia's adequate and mirror response will make Washington officials feel very uncomfortable. Also, spokesman for the Russian government, Maria Zakharov, said, are you ready? The people who have spent 8 years in the White House are not an administration. They are a group of foreign policy losers, embittered and short-sighted. Today, Obama officially proved this. The Russian embassy in the United Kingdom outdid all of those statements by sending out a tweet. The tweet said, President Obama expels 35 Russian diplomats in Cold War deja vu, as everybody, including the American people, will be glad to see the last of this hapless administration. And then included a picture of a little duckling, a little yellow duckling with the big word in black letters, lame, across it. A little lame duck. A little lame duck situation. Meanwhile, the Russian ministry has recommended that, yes, 35 U.S. diplomats will be expelled. I expect that announcement sometime this morning. Here's some reaction. John Bolton was on Fox News yesterday, and he did not hold anything back.
These sanctions are pitifully inadequate. We have frozen the assets of named individuals and organizations in the United States. How many Russian intelligence officials do you think have assets in the United States to begin with? And they won't be able to shop on Fifth Avenue. That's really going to break their hearts.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent of those individualized sanctions that were levied against certain individuals in the Russian government after the takeover and annex of the Crimean Peninsula. In 2015. And what did that do? I mean, last I checked, they're still flying the Russian flag in Crimea. Bolton, the former ambassador for the United States at the United Nations, continued.
It's hard to understand what the point is. If you're worried about the vulnerability of the United States and specifically the U.S. government to foreign cyber intrusions, again, whether it's Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, you name it, this should have been a policy going back, let's just say, roughly 8 years. To begin to create both offensive and defensive capabilities that lead to structures of deterrence.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, by the way, said that these are good. They're long overdue. He said that Obama's foreign policy has been ineffective. And he says Russia does not share America's interests. In fact, it consistently sought to undermine them, sowing dangerous instability around the world. While today's actions by the administration is overdue, it is an appropriate way to end 8 years of failed policy with Russia. Cliff May, a foreign policy expert, echoed those sentiments.
First of all, these sanctions are a day late and a ruble short. And secondly, they're mostly symbolic. They target individuals, companies, government agencies that don't have assets in the U.S., that aren't coming to the U.S. So this is largely for show.
I like that. What was that one?
First of all, these sanctions are a day late and a ruble short.
A day late and a ruble short. But that is the biggest point, though, there that he mentioned at the end there. We just put economic sanctions on a bunch of guys who don't actually have any assets in the United States of America. So that'll show them. We'll get Leon Aron's take on this. He's with American Enterprise Institute. He's an expert on Russian affairs. He joins us at 7:05. Right now it's 5:43.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Relatively quiet around the region. I do have one area, though. We have a car fire, so it's causing some delays. This is Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're coming southbound, say leaving the Baltimore Beltway, it's going to be southbound BW Parkway on your way to the exit for BWI right before you get to I-195. So looks like they've temporarily stopped traffic southbound side BW Parkway before you get to that exit for I-195 because of a car fire. If you're heading northbound, no worries. Maryland on 95 in that stretch between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, running without incident or delay. Delay-free currently around the Beltway if you are heading out and about. 66, good quiet ride. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flurry snow showers on radar this morning may sneak over the mountains, so we could see a flurry, maybe a snow shower, especially in the western suburbs. In the mountains, there are advisories and warnings for accumulating snow, though, so if you are traveling today for the holiday weekend, be advised, it'll be tricky. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, 43 degrees, and we are going to mention a flurry or snow shower here in the district. And a gusty wind tonight, 29 and clear, increasing clouds tomorrow, 47, dry for New Year's Eve, and then plenty of sunshine for New Year's Day, low 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by Sam's Club.
This New Year's Eve, make your party prep simple with the help of Sam's Club. Shop the club and save on easy-to-serve foods like gourmet party trays starting at just $9.98. Hurry to Sam's Club to sample delicious New Year's favorites. See club for details.
A couple of other quick things about these Russian sanctions that I wanted to bring to your attention. The first is there is a local aspect of this. Well, I guess all of this is local. The Russian embassy, where these diplomats have been expelled from, right down Wisconsin Avenue here from WMAL. So that is local. But, you know, Washington, D.C. doesn't always feel like, you know, our neighborhood necessarily. Even though we live here, it's still, you know, the nation's capital. So yes, a bunch of this is a local story because these people apparently have been hanging out in Washington, D.C. at the embassy and, you know, probably in Georgetown at some of the bars. They'll be out of here. They'll be sent out packing thanks to the Obama administration. But over in Maryland, in Centerville, out in Queen Anne's County, there's this huge compound, a 45-acre luxurious compound that has been under Russian control for decades. They live there. It's been a retreat. They've called it a retreat for the Russian Foreign Office. Well, that will be shut down. FBI and State Department officials went out there yesterday afternoon And they shut down all the roads leading up to this compound. I mean, this is Cold War stuff. This is like out of a scene out of Homeland. They will be shutting down this compound because they said this is nothing but a base for spies, for Russian spies against the United States. The site was purchased by the Soviet government in 1972, according to the Washington Post. Became a resort for Soviets living in the United States. It's the former estate of John Raska, a former executive with DuPont and General Motors. So there you go. That's going to be shut down out there. There's going to be some property available. Might want to parcel that out. One other aspect of this Russian story that I wanted to bring to your attention, this would be in the fake news department, AFP, Agence France-Presse. It's sort of the AP of France, AP of Europe. They sent out a story about this with the headline, and I'm reading the headline verbatim. This was the headline on the story. U.S. sanctions Russia over vote hacking. U.S. sanctions Russia over vote hacking. So according to the Agence France-Presse, Russia hacked into the voting systems of the United States of America during the presidential election and gave the election to Donald Trump. You know, people do believe this. Now, the part of this stems from that, again, fake news story that suggested that Russia was able to and actually successfully hacked voting machines in Michigan and Wisconsin. That's what inspired the Jill Stein recount that was bogus and also a fake news story as well. But you, according to a YouGov poll right now, 52% of Democrats believe that Russia tampered with the vote totals to get Donald Trump elected. 52% of Democrats actually think Hillary Clinton won the election, but Russia hacked into the machines and hacked into the various secretaries of these states' departments where they would actually do the tallying and just handed it to Donald Trump. And when, you know, AFP tweets out an article that suggests that the U.S. is sanctioning Russia over vote hacking, that sort of lends itself to that mythology. But no, it's that website that you like to go to that you have to be worried about that might have fake news on it. Not the AP, not AFP. Vote hacking. By the way, they've now changed the headline. It's still out there on Twitter. I retweeted it there. Now the headline reads, Obama hits Russia for election meddling. Isn't the accurate statement here that the U.S. sanctioned Russia over hacking emails? Here comes Rush.
For years, George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, has been trying to build a museum after environmentalist wackos gave him trouble at a Northern California location. He decided on Chicago. He came with deep pockets, a commitment to spend $743 million of his own money. They proposed Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, not to be confused with the Living Stage, would be built in a tourist-friendly, safe environment, which is saying something for Chicago these days. The location, a park, with beautiful waterfront views on Lakeshore Drive. And then Friends of the Park stepped in with a lawsuit. The group's a bunch of unelected liberal busybodies. They didn't want the museum on park grounds. At first, they said that it was because a 1970s ordinance banned private development. But after holding up the project for years, they changed their argument. They really wanted money. Friends of the Parks demanded that 5% of all revenues generated by the museum be funneled to other neighborhood parks. Guess you could call it a tax or a kickback. But really, it's extortion. So Lucas made a decision. He pulled out of the project. And with him goes the opportunity for jobs, revenue, tourism that Chicago desperately needs. Lucas is going back to deal with the wackos in California. Better to land of fruits and nuts than the liberal evil empire Chicago. How this guy remains a liberal Democrat is beyond me. But he is.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, Steven Crowder here. So I know by now you've heard of CRTV, right? You know, the awesome new digital network that brings you completely original, uncensored, groundbreaking content like mine, Lauder with Crowder. See, we're the ones producing real alternatives to media with fearless folks like Michelle Malkin, Mark Levin, some of your other all-time favorites, and even yours truly. Best of all, it's commercial-free, so you don't have to endure frustrating ads like this one. So what are you doing? Stop it. And go sign up right now. Right now. Stop whatever you're doing. Go to CRTV.com and sign up right now. Unless you're listening in your car, we don't want to be liable for a traffic incident. And by the way, since it's Christmas, we're going to give you a complimentary gift if you sign up now. You can get an all-time best-selling book from Mark Levin, Michelle Malkin, or choose whichever complimentary gift you want at checkout. Just go to CRTV.com or call 844-222-CRTV and we'll help you out. That's CRTV.com or 844-222-CRTV. Go sign up. Go sign up.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, such a quiet morning, but we have one area where I have trouble spot here. Car fire on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Definitely slowing traffic. Southbound side, BW Parkway, right before the exit for BWI Airport. That's exit for I-195. Again, this is in the southbound direction. If you're coming from, say, the Baltimore Beltway, you're in a little bit of that stop and go to get past the activity. Northbound side, fine. No delay, no rubbernecking. You can get to the exit for the airport without any delay. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway looks great. Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, well, for that matter, the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia up at speed without any problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder day today. Flurry snow showers, especially west out into the mountains where there are advisories and warnings. So if you are traveling, there will be accumulating snow well to the west of us. Cloud, sunshine, windy and cold today, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees at 557.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you, you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank. And with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Coming up on WMAL, a local D.C. restaurant has snubbed Donald Trump, something that they haven't done since President Eisenhower, we'll tell you. Also, a look back at the 2016 failed predictions in the media and what your prediction